reports coming in from across the nation of individuals receiving unsolicited or mismarked packages of seed. Here to tell us more about how South Carolina is handling the situation is Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and you've gotten some of those here in South Carolina, right, Commissioner?
We have. As of last week, I know it was well over 200 calls into us, and well, and that doesn't count two of my neighbors who called me.
Wow.
But we are working with Clemson's plant industry officials, as well as USDA, the APHIS people, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, for those who don't memorize all these acronyms. I've been talking with friends that something strange is going to happen. It's going to happen in 2020, so I guess this is the latest one.
But, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, these are something we want to deal with and ask folks not to do anything with them. Don't open them. We've heard of people planting them, so we have to deal with that. But this is a strange one, and we'll try to get to the bottom of it.
It looks like from what we're seeing and hearing across the country that, for the most part, at least everything I've heard, they seem to be harmless enough. Some of them may have actually been noxious in some areas of the country, but for the most part, it's what they're calling a brushing scam, which is what you alluded to.
Yeah, I've read that as well. I think I read an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about brushing and people, companies trying to up their volume of business, at least reporting numbers of such. So that just goes to show you there are more schemes and scams and strategies than we could ever imagine. And again, with it being 2020, I think anything is fair game. But very pleased at how we're working together with our fellow agencies on this. We do ask that people not open them, not plant them, obviously. And we will have an address soon where people can mail those packages. We're going to, Clemson's going to take that role to provide that for us, and we'll have that up soon, just so that we can have them all under control. And if they, if there was any kind of invasive aspects to them, you know, we don't need to have kudzu's third cousin start up around South Carolina. So we want to get this one under control.
If folks have received some unsolicited seeds in the mail, what should they do, Commissioner?
Well, what we'd like them to do is go on and call the plant industry folks at Clemson in the invasive species office, and that phone number is 864-646-2140, or they can email them, which I imagine a lot of people would do, invasive, the word invasive, INVASIVES, at clemson.edu, and let them give them specific instructions. Again, we'll have it up on our website at agriculture.sc.gov pretty soon, so we'll all be on the same page and hopefully get this all taken care of.
Very good. Mystery seeds, if you get some, call that number, 864-646-2140 at Clemson, or email invasives@clemson.edu. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.